Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will discuss the issue of Italian immigration to Scotland as part of the migration and empire topic. In the early 1900s, large numbers of Italians lived in extreme poverty. A growing population meant that it was difficult for many people, especially peasants in rural areas, to find work. As a result, they moved to countries such as Scotland in the hope that they would either find work or even higher wages. Many of the Italian immigrants that came to Scotland tended to be from areas around Tuscany and Rome. But once in Scotland, they lived all across the country, being spread from east to west, although there was a particular concentration in some of the cities and areas such as Ayrshire. Like most immigrant groups, they were generally attracted to areas where there was already an established Italian community, and indeed at times they were given support to move here by people in Italy. Once in Scotland, many Italians were involved in setting up their own business, and this included selling ice cream from the streets using carts. Because they were involved in setting up their own businesses, Italians often did not face the same resentments as other immigrants did, because they were not blamed for taking jobs or lowering wages. In the longer term, these temporary ice cream carts became more permanent, as Italians started to set up their own shops and cafes, which would sell things such as ice cream and also fish and chips. This provoked a divided response from many Scots. Some religious Scots did not like the fact that Italians opened their shops on Sunday, seeing it as an insult. However, many others argued that having an alternative location to go which did not involve alcohol was a positive thing. Italians in Scotland kept links with their homeland by setting up groups and clubs. However, in the long run, this caused them a degree of problem. When Benito Mussolini and the Italian fascists took power, it began to divide Italy from Britain. And once World War II started in 1939, many Italians were interned, which meant they were locked up, even if they had lived here for many years. This was because Italy was on Germany's side during World War II. At this same time, many Italian immigrants faced other problems from the Scots, including being attacked in the streets or having their businesses attacked.